Imagine standing in a crowded trading floor in 18th century Japan, where a rice merchant named Munehisa Hama is quietly amassing a fortune equivalent to $10 billion in today's currency. While others see chaos in market movements, Hama sees patterns, a secret language revealing the psychological battle between buyers and sellers. This revolutionary approach to trading would remain hidden from Western markets for nearly 300 years before emerging as one of the most powerful analytical tools in modern finance. The Candlestick Trading Bible isn't just another technical analysis manual. It's a psychological framework for understanding market behavior that has transformed countless struggling traders into consistent profit makers. Even Warren Buffett, though not typically associated with technical analysis, has acknowledged the importance of understanding market psychology, which is precisely what candlestick patterns reveal with remarkable clarity. Candlestick charting originated in 17th century Japan, predating Western technical analysis by over two centuries. In 1654, Japan established formal rice trading, which soon became the backbone of the economy, so much so that rice functioned as currency. Against this backdrop, Munehisa Hama emerged as a trading pioneer in the early 1700s. What made Hama's approach revolutionary wasn't just his understanding of supply and demand, but his recognition of the emotional component driving price movements. He realized that fear, greed, and uncertainty created predictable patterns that could be visually represented and analyzed. This insight earned him unprecedented success and eventual promotion to samurai status, a remarkable achievement for a merchant in feudal Japan. The Japanese guarded these powerful analytical tools as trade secrets until the 1980s, when global financial institutions began sharing knowledge more freely. Michael Feeney in London and Steve Neeson at Merrill Lynch were among the first Westerners to recognize their value and introduce them to professional trading circles. Today, candlestick charts have become the standard template used by most market analysts worldwide. What makes candlesticks so valuable is their visual efficiency. Each candle instantly communicates the opening price, closing price, highest point, and lowest point reached during a specific time period. They work seamlessly with other technical tools and, most importantly, help traders understand the psychological factors driving market movements. By using candlestick patterns, you're essentially looking over the shoulders of institutional traders who move millions daily, gaining insight into when to enter, exit, or avoid the market altogether. Japanese candlesticks transform raw price data into visual stories that reveal the psychological battle between buyers and sellers. Each candlestick forms using four critical price points: the open, high, low, and close of a chosen time frame. This elegant system, developed by Japanese rice traders in the 18th century, continues to offer profound insights into market dynamics and trader psychology. A bullish candlestick, typically white or green, forms when the closing price exceeds the opening price, signaling that buyers dominated that time period. The upward momentum often indicates growing confidence among buyers and potential trend continuation. Conversely, a bearish candlestick, typically black or red, appears when the close falls below the open, indicating seller dominance and possible deterioration in market sentiment. The filled portion between open and close is called the real body, while the thin lines extending above and below are shadows or tails. These elements combine to tell a complete story of price action. The body size reveals crucial psychological insights. Long bodies reveal strong buying or selling pressure, suggesting conviction in the market's direction and often preceding sustained trends. Short bodies suggest minimal price movement and relative equilibrium between market forces. These periods of indecision frequently precede significant market moves as tension builds between buyers and sellers. Doji patterns, where the open and close are virtually identical, create extremely short bodies that signal perfect equilibrium and potential trend reversals. The shadows provide equally valuable insights into intraday battles. A long upper shadow shows that buyers temporarily pushed prices higher before sellers regained control, forcing prices back down, a sign of rejection at higher levels. A long lower shadow indicates sellers initially drove prices lower before buyers recovered the price, demonstrating underlying support. The length and position of these shadows often predict short-term price direction with remarkable accuracy. These visual elements aren't merely decorative. They're windows into market psychology that reveal the emotional state of traders. A candlestick with a small body and long lower shadow, hammer pattern, tells us that sellers initially controlled the market but ultimately lost to buyers who pushed prices back up, a powerful reversal signal. Similarly, shooting star patterns with long upper shadows and small bodies suggest buyer exhaustion and potential downturns. This psychological insight is precisely what gives candlestick analysis its predictive power, allowing traders to anticipate future price movements based on the emotional patterns of market participants. Understanding candlestick formations in their full context, including their relationship to volume, market trends, and support and resistance levels, provides traders with a comprehensive framework for market analysis. When combined with other technical indicators, candlestick patterns become even more powerful tools for identifying high-probability trading opportunities and managing risk effectively. Candlestick patterns represent the language of the market, helping traders understand market dynamics and trader behavior to better time entries and exits. While no trading system wins 100% of the time, these patterns have high predictive value when used correctly. The engulfing bar pattern forms when one candlestick fully engulfs the previous candle, signaling a potential reversal. A bearish engulfing pattern occurs when a larger bearish candle completely covers the previous bullish one, indicating sellers have overwhelmed buyers. Conversely, a bullish engulfing pattern shows a larger bullish candle engulfing a previous bearish one, suggesting buyers have taken control from sellers. The doji candlestick forms when the market opens and closes at virtually the same price, creating a cross-like appearance. This pattern signals equality and indecision between buyers and sellers, with neither side controlling the market. When a doji appears in an established trend, it suggests the trend may be losing momentum as the dominant side can no longer maintain control. The dragonfly doji and gravestone doji are specialized variations. The dragonfly forms when open, high, and close prices are nearly identical, with a long lower shadow, indicating buyers successfully defended against selling pressure, a potentially bullish signal. The gravestone doji has open and close prices at the same level with a long upper shadow, showing buyers initially pushed prices up before sellers overwhelmed them, often a bearish signal. The morning star and evening star patterns are powerful three-candle reversal formations. The morning star appears at downtrend bottoms, showing the transition from seller to buyer control through a sequence of bearish candle, indecision candle, and bullish confirmation candle. The evening star forms at uptrend peaks, demonstrating how buyer dominance ends through a bullish candle, indecision candle, and bearish confirmation candle. The hammer, or pin bar, features a small body with a long lower shadow, indicating bullish rejection during downtrends. When sellers initially push prices lower but get overwhelmed by buyers, the market closes higher than its lowest point, signaling potential reversal. The shooting star is its bearish counterpart, characterized by a small body with a long upper shadow, forming when buyers attempt to push prices higher but encounter strong selling pressure. The Harami pattern consists of a large mother candle followed by a smaller baby candle contained within the previous one's range, signaling market indecision or consolidation. Tweezers formations occur at market extremes, with tweezers tops showing a bullish candle followed by a bearish one, signaling reversal from uptrend, and tweezers bottoms displaying a bearish candle followed by a bullish one, indicating potential reversal from downtrend. Understanding these patterns requires not just memorization, but comprehension of the market psychology they represent. With practice, you'll develop the ability to read what candlesticks reveal about market conditions and make more informed trading decisions. Understanding market structure is a critical trading skill that enables you to apply appropriate strategies to different market conditions. Market structure analysis helps determine who controls the market, buyers or sellers, identify optimal entry and exit points, and recognize when to avoid trading altogether. Markets exhibit three primary structures: trending, ranging, and choppy. Trending markets show repeating patterns of higher highs and higher lows, uptrend, or lower highs and lower lows, downtrend, occurring approximately 30% of the time. These markets offer the clearest profit opportunities when you align your trades with the prevailing trend, buying in bullish markets and selling in bearish ones. Trending markets feature two key movements: impulsive moves in the trend direction and retracement moves, corrections. Professional traders buy at the beginning of impulsive moves and take profits at the end. The critical skill is identifying when an impulsive move begins, which requires mastering support and resistance analysis. Support and resistance levels are proven areas where buyers and sellers find equilibrium, forming major market turning points. In trending markets, previous swing points act as support in uptrends and resistance in downtrends. By identifying these levels, you can predict the beginning of impulsive moves with high accuracy. Trend lines help identify key linear support and resistance levels that price tends to respect while making new swing highs and lows. To draw effective trend lines, connect at least two minimum swing points on larger timeframes, like 4-hour and daily charts. When price approaches these trend lines, it often reverses and continues in the trend direction, helping anticipate the next impulsive move. Ranging, sideways markets occur when price stops trending and moves horizontally between defined support and resistance levels. Unlike trending markets, ranging markets create equilibrium where buyers equal sellers with no dominant control. Trading strategy shifts to buying at support and selling at resistance when clear price action setups appear. Choppy markets lack clear direction and contain excessive noise, making them difficult to trade profitably. The best approach is to identify them by zooming out on daily charts and simply avoiding them altogether. With experience, you'll easily distinguish between ranging and choppy markets, allowing you to focus on high probability setups. As a price action trader, your primary timeframes should be the 1-hour, 4-hour, and daily charts, with weekly charts providing strategic oversight. Price action works best on larger timeframes because smaller intervals contain too much market noise and generate false signals due to the constant battle between bulls and bears. The 15-minute and smaller timeframes often create confusion and emotional trading decisions, particularly during volatile market conditions. Top-down analysis forms the foundation of successful trading. Start with larger timeframes to understand the big picture before moving to smaller ones for entry decisions. Begin with weekly charts to identify major trends, key support and resistance zones, and significant market structure levels that have historically influenced price movement. These major levels often act as turning points where institutional traders concentrate their positions. When analyzing weekly charts, pay particular attention to multiple touch support and resistance levels, previous swing highs and lows, round numbers that frequently act as psychological barriers, weekly opening and closing prices, the formation of higher highs, higher lows, or lower highs, lower lows. Moving to daily charts reveals more detailed market conditions and potential trade setups. Look for trend continuation patterns, break and retest scenarios, key price action signals like pin bars, engulfing patterns, and inside bars, volume confirmation at significant levels, momentum indicators that support price action analysis. The 4-hour and 1-hour charts serve primarily for trade execution and timing. These intermediate timeframes help identify optimal entry points while maintaining alignment with larger timeframe analysis. They're particularly useful for finding precise entry points with tight stop losses, identifying intraday support and resistance levels, spotting short-term momentum shifts, managing trade exits and scaling positions. Counter-trend trading requires exceptional skill in top-down analysis and considerable market experience. While potentially profitable, these trades carry higher risk and should only represent a small portion of your trading activity. Beginners should focus on trend following strategies until they can consistently identify major market turning points, recognize overextended price movements, spot divergences between price and momentum, manage risk effectively in volatile conditions. This multi-timeframe approach creates a comprehensive market perspective that prevents the tunnel vision often experienced by traders who focus on a single time frame. By understanding how different time horizons interact, you'll develop a more nuanced view of market dynamics. This broader perspective helps validate trading decisions across multiple timeframes, identify higher probability setups, avoid false breakouts and fake signals, determine appropriate position sizing based on market conditions, adjust stop losses and take profit levels more effectively. Remember that larger timeframes carry more weight in analysis. Never take a trade that contradicts the weekly or daily trend unless you have exceptional reason and experience to do so. Successful traders typically spend 80% of their analysis time on larger timeframes and only 20% on execution timeframes. The pin bar candlestick is one of the most widely used Japanese candlestick patterns among price action traders for identifying market reversal points. It features a very long tail, shadow, showing rejection, indicating the market will likely move in the opposite direction. Pin bars have small, real bodies and long shadows. Bullish pin bars have long, lower wicks, while bearish pin bars have long, upper wicks. Quality pin bar setups form in larger timeframes, 4-hour or daily charts, rather than smaller timeframes, which generate many false signals. Pin bars that form in line with the market trend are more powerful than those against the trend. The psychology behind pin bar formation is rejection at key levels. When formed near support, it shows bulls are in control. When formed near resistance, it indicates bears are preventing upward movement. For beginners, trading pin bars with the trend offers higher probability setups. The strategy involves identifying a clear trend direction, then waiting for a pin bar to form after a pullback to a support or resistance level. When static key levels aren't visible, the 21-period moving average can serve as a dynamic support in uptrends or resistance in downtrends. There are two main entry methods for pin bar trading. The aggressive entry involves entering immediately after the pin bar closes without waiting for confirmation, allowing traders to catch the full move but with higher risk. The conservative entry involves waiting for a 50% retracement of the pin bar's range before entering, offering better risk-reward ratios but potentially missing trades if the market doesn't retrace. Trading with confluence means looking for multiple technical factors that generate the same signal. Key confluence factors include trend direction, support and resistance levels, moving averages, particularly the 8 and 21 period, Fibonacci retracement levels, especially 50% and 61.8, and trend lines. Finding just one or two confluence factors with a good pin bar setup is often enough for a profitable trade, though more factors increase probability. In range-bound markets, the strategy shifts to buying at support and selling at resistance when clear pin bar setups appear. Stop losses should be placed beyond the support/resistance level, with profit targets at the opposite boundary of the range. Bollinger Bands can serve as an excellent confirmation tool, acting as dynamic support/resistance levels that enhance pin bar signals. The engulfing bar pattern is one of the most powerful price action signals, consisting of two opposite colored candles where the second body completely engulfs the first. A bullish engulfing pattern forms at the end of a downtrend, signaling that buying pressure has overwhelmed selling pressure. Conversely, a bearish engulfing pattern occurs at the end of an uptrend, indicating a likely trend reversal. Trading the engulfing bar pattern profitably requires three critical elements: identifying the trend direction, locating key support and resistance levels, and recognizing the engulfing signal at these key levels. This approach significantly enhances trading success when the pattern forms at strategic market points. Combining engulfing bar patterns with moving averages creates a highly profitable strategy. The most effective approach uses the 21 and 8 simple moving averages on daily and 4-hour charts as dynamic support and resistance levels. In bullish markets, buy when price pulls back to the moving average and forms an engulfing pattern. In bearish markets, sell when price retraces to the moving average. Trading engulfing patterns with Fibonacci retracements maximizes profit potential by identifying high probability entry points. The most significant Fibonacci levels are the 50% and 61.8% retracements, where major price moves typically reverse. When an engulfing bar coincides with these retracement levels, especially when reinforced by previous support resistance zones, it creates a powerful trading setup. Trend lines reveal market psychology between buyers and sellers while helping traders determine market sentiment. When engulfing patterns form at trendline intersections, they create powerful trading opportunities that might be missed using only horizontal support resistance levels. Trading sideways markets requires distinguishing between tradable sideways markets and dangerous choppy markets. Effective strategies include trading engulfing patterns at major support and resistance levels within the range, trading breakouts of the range, and trading false breakouts combined with engulfing patterns. One of the most powerful price action strategies that allows you to intelligently buy bottoms and sell tops. Supply and demand areas represent zones where banks and institutions actively buy and sell. When an engulfing bar forms at these institutional zones, it signals that major players are still willing to sell or buy from the same price level, creating high probability trading opportunities. The inside bar candlestick pattern consists of two candlesticks, a larger mother candle followed by a smaller candle completely contained within the mother bar's range. This pattern indicates market consolidation and can function as either a reversal signal or a continuation pattern in strong trends. The inside bar formation reveals important market psychology. In bullish trends, it indicates bulls have temporarily stopped buying during the second day. In bearish trends, it suggests sellers have lost control. This psychological understanding helps traders identify potential market turning points and time entries and exits more effectively. Trading inside bars with support and resistance levels creates powerful entry signals. Rather than making aggressive entries immediately after level breakouts, waiting for inside bar breakouts provides safer confirmation that the market has moved beyond indecision. This approach works in both directions, selling after bearish breakouts of support and buying after bullish breakouts of resistance. For successful inside bar trading, focus on larger timeframes to reduce overtrading, trade with the dominant trend initially, only trade inside bars forming at key market levels, and look for confluence, points where multiple technical factors align before taking a trade. The inside bar false breakout pattern reveals how institutions manipulate markets through stop hunting. This occurs when price breaks out of an inside bar pattern, but quickly reverses to close within the mother bar's range. Two variations exist: bullish false breakouts in downtrends and bearish false breakouts in uptrends. These patterns form when institutions drive price to levels with concentrated stop orders to create liquidity before moving the market in their intended direction. Combining inside bar false breakouts with Fibonacci retracements creates a powerful trading approach. The strategy involves waiting for strong market moves, then identifying pullbacks to key Fibonacci levels before looking for inside bar false breakout patterns to confirm entries. This method provides precise entry points at levels where institutional interest is likely to be highest, often resulting in exceptional risk-reward ratios. Money management is the critical difference between successful traders and those who fail. Even the most powerful trading system will fail without it. Position sizing is fundamental. Understanding how many lots to risk per trade and thinking in terms of dollars rather than pips. With mini lots worth approximately $1 per pip, traders must calculate potential gains and losses in monetary terms. The risk-to-reward ratio concept ensures profitability, even with a moderate win rate, aiming for at least 1 to 2, risking $100 to potentially gain $200, means traders can be profitable even winning only 50% of trades. A case study demonstrates how even with only 30% winning trades, you can still be profitable with proper risk-reward ratios. Stop losses are non-negotiable. mental stops should never be used as they lead to emotional decision-making. For entries, take positions immediately after the pattern forms, placing the stop loss beyond the pattern and targeting the next support or resistance level. Never risk more than 2% of your equity on a single trade, 1% for beginners. And once stops and targets are set, let the market determine outcomes without emotional interference. Remember that losses are inevitable, but proper position sizing ensures you'll survive to profit over the long term. Traders should never risk money they can't afford to lose, starting small to gain experience before gradually building their accounts. The journey to trading mastery isn't about finding a perfect system. It's about developing discipline, patience, and proper risk management. By combining the psychological insights of candlestick patterns with sound money management principles, you now possess everything needed to succeed in the financial markets. The path forward requires practice, refinement, and the wisdom to focus on becoming an expert rather than making quick money. With these tools and the right mindset, consistent profitability becomes not just possible, but probable.